The City of Perth inquiry. This sort of quite unusual closing statement, I guess, from the special inquirer. Lindsay Brennan from our 6PR newsroom has been there. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Gareth. Well, if I had to repeat, I guess, every powerful statement said by the Commissioner Tony Power this morning in his closing remarks, I'd probably just end up rereading the full script that went for more than half an hour. He was very strong in some of his words. He's essentially said that if the council wasn't suspended at the moment as they are, then the recommendation from this inquiry would be that the entire council be dismissed at this second. We've learnt that there were 250 findings from the inquiry and 341 recommendations. We don't know what those are yet. We're yet to receive to see a copy of the full report. It has been handed to the Minister for Local Government, David Templeman. So from these findings, one of the most alarming things that we've learnt this morning is that 135 matters have been referred to further authorities, many of them concerning suspected criminal behaviour. This is in respect to 23 people and an organisation. So, you know, straight away your mind goes to police, the Corruption and Crime Commission, Fair Work could be involved. They said that these matters have been referred to 17 different Commonwealth and state authorities.
Jeez. All right. 341 recommendations. I can't think of a single commission of inquiry about anything that's had that many recommendations off the top of my head. That's extraordinary.
No, and the Commissioner said today that this is definitely the largest inquiry that WA has seen in local government. And he made a point of saying that, you know, some of the recommendations that they've come up with and some from these findings aren't going to be unique to the City of Perth, and that, you know, this sort of behaviour, this dysfunction happens in a lot of our local governments.
Yeah.
So, we could see some inquiries in the future with other governments. We don't know.
We've already got a couple on foot at the moment, both in the metro and the regional area, and it is true that, that's what happens with politics.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he didn't sort of name names in a lot of his final remark. He did mention the suspended Lord Mayor, Lisa Scafidi. He basically said that, you know, she was in a role that she should have been providing leadership and guidance to the rest of council. Instead, she too often encouraged division and factionalism. That was sort of the main point, that, you know, the dysfunction of the council was extraordinary. Some of the findings that they've alluded to are allegations that was included in Commissioner Powell's final remarks. He said that some candidates for local government elections interfered with the election process. He's accused people of failing to disclose their financial and other interests and persuading the city to allocate money to organisations in which they had a personal connection. We'd already heard some of those things come to light during the inquiry. But, yeah, it's clear that what they found they're not happy with, the 341 recommendations. I'll be interested to hear what the Minister for Local Government says about it this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Appreciate the report.
Thanks, Gareth.
Lindsay Brennan from our 6PR newsroom. As I said earlier, and Lindsay reminded us, the report's now with David Templeman and he'll release it at his leisure. A lot of the individual findings against individual people are contained in that report rather than what Tony Power had to say today. I don't know, it feels like a new local government act to me. It feels like that's what it's being set up for, and perhaps an election issue. Who knows?